7:31. Let's see if we can pry out any more details from Oklahoma Republican Congressman Kevin Hern. Good morning, Congressman Hern.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Senator Langford said he was caught aback yesterday by the president's announcement. I assume you and your staff were a little bit as well.
Well, we've been working. They gave us an indication a little earlier in the day that they were working on a plan to, see who was doing the best job with the COVID-19. And, this is less about, any political office. I'm very proud that the president's first visit to Oklahoma as commander-in-chief is to Tulsa, to my district. But I think it says a lot more about what Tulsans have done as far as, stopping the spread of COVID-19 and what the state's been doing about reopening and putting people back to work. It's really a testament to the citizens of Oklahoma. The president has a high favorability rating, or approaching 90% among the Republicans in the state. And it's just a great place to come. I think we'd all agree with that. It's always a great thing when a president of the United States comes to your state, comes to your city.
Do you have any idea where he might have this rally?
Well, I do have an idea. But as you can imagine, that the advance teams come in for the Secret Service to work on all the different routes and all the things that go on there. So they look at the safest environment. I know that they've been in contact with the city on a couple of venues. Obviously look at two or three to see which makes it the safest. Yeah. And so, if you look at what the president said yesterday as he announced this when he was meeting with a group of black pastors at the White House, he said it's a beautiful new facility. So, that probably narrows it down a little bit in the city. But, I think the Secret Service would probably wish he hadn't said that. But we will see very soon.
Well, it's led to a lot of speculation because he also said brand new, and there's nothing really brand new, although there are some things that are newer than others. All right, we'll wait and see what the White House says about the actual venue. What do you think about the date? And do you think you mentioned that this is more about congratulating Oklahoma for how we handled the coronavirus pandemic or how we've handled it so far? Do you think there's any significance to him coming here on Juneteenth and coming to Tulsa at a time of high racial tension in the country?
I do. It's very well known, the history of Oklahoma just celebrating, I guess if you look at it, that's commemorating the 99th anniversary of one of the greatest atrocities in the United States with the 21 Tulsa race massacre. And, we have to recognize what Senator Matthews has done in leading that charge, along with many other just really respected leaders in and around the state and around the country. We appreciate everything that's going on with Senator Langford working with that for that particular committee for all 4 years now. The president is really aware of what happened with Black Wall Street in Greenwood. The president, is looking at how you best unite the country. He has said time and time again, as all of us have in the federal delegation, and I think, whether it's the mayors, the governor, everybody in America should be for peaceful protest. We should never allow racism to exist in our country. And I think the president is looking for a great venue to start working on uniting the country and bringing people together. It's a great day, and it's a great venue, and it's a great city to start that.
Congressman Kevin Hern's our guest on the KRMG Morning News. Rick?
And I guess, Juneteenth being that day, as you say, that kind of makes that even more clear. Take us a little behind the scenes and pull back the curtain a bit, if you will. When you start getting more information, Congressman, how are you guys involved? What part of it do you take? I know there'll be other speakers, I'm assuming, other than the president that day.
Well, they ask you to do a lot of things. Something as simple as, do you have a short list of folks that can sing the national anthem, that can, they can play the national anthem? Do you have a list of, they usually take about 15 to 20 minutes of the speech and really bring it down to the community level, to the area that they're in, with specific details. And so we're charged with trying to get some information there. They also currently, as they reach out to you, they ask you to reach out to, the big supporters, the grassroots, to really invigorate that. So we did all of those things. We've given them a short list. We've given them, ideas and topics that we think would be very instrumental in, helping with what's going on with the George Floyd issue and how we get back to healing this country. And so he has all of that list, and he will, and his team and his speechwriters will work that all in. I think we all know that the president, being a speechwriter for the president, is probably one of the most difficult jobs, probably just short of being Secretary of Defense, because he's all, he comes off and on script. So we're charged with getting that information to him, and we've been doing that.
Congressman, as you look at what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have proposed for police reform in the House, and you hear reports about what the Senate's working on, and we talked to Senator Langford about it. He is one of six senators crafting a police reform bill in the Senate. Do you think that compromise between those two chambers and the two parties will be possible?
I do. Here's the thing. When you have a divided Congress, when you have a Republican or a Democrat-led Senate and the opposite party running the House, as we do now, and a Republican president, you have to work together if you're truly trying to craft a bill that will pass and get to the president's desk so he can sign it and make it law. The concern I have is the bill that the speaker put together last week. She did it with about 20 of her members, didn't invite any Republicans on the House side, which means she invited no Republicans on the Senate side, which really became a messaging bill. I know that Leader McCarthy and the speaker have been working together the last few days to craft the bill. Listen, here's the thing. Everybody in America knows what happened in Minneapolis and what has happened in other videos around the country are atrocities. Those should never be allowed to happen. And so, you have to look at transparency. You have to look at accountability. We cannot continue to have these kind of events happen and think they're okay. And I know that the Republican Party does not think that. I know the Democrat Party doesn't think that. We need to come together in a bipartisan way. Every person in America that had any soul about them knew that this was an atrocity. Everybody's agreed with that. The presidents agree with that. This is an opportunity to fix this, to get after this, to make amends and start moving in the right direction. Again, there's been a lot of great peaceful protests around the country and around the world, for that matter, because racism does exist around the world. We have to acknowledge that. You can't ever fix a problem and find solutions until you admit there's a problem. And racism has been in this country for decades, for centuries. And we've seen these events unfold. And unfortunately, what the reality is that the federal government will not fix the problem. It's going to take changing the hearts and minds of the individuals in America to make it happen.
How do you feel about taking Confederate names off of places and taking down Confederate monuments? We have more than, I think we have about two dozen here in Oklahoma. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you have mixed emotions. Yeah, I think anytime we always talk about history. History reminds us of both the good and the bad things we did. If you erase history from the generations going forward, we have a chance of repeating those atrocities that happened. And I'm concerned about that. At the same time, they're very hurtful to the folks that live today that have had families, parents and grandparents and great-grandparents that lived in the time of slavery. They're everyday reminders. So it's a very difficult situation. What I'm not for is defamation of the flag, disrespectful of the flag, because the flag transcends. The flag represents why we are a country. And I have a real problem. I stand for the flag. I will never denigrate the flag and what it means. But as you relate to these other issues with the Confederacy, they were a monument for that point in time. And, monuments are made to change. There's a place for monuments. And again, we have to be respectful in ideas of the herd. Here's the thing we ought to all remember is that, it's going to be blacks and whites and browns and people of all color that go to heaven. It's not going to be just, the white supremacist that goes there, and they need to know that. And so we have to make sure that we're doing things that are loving and not hurting people.
Congressman Hearn, thank you for your time this morning, as always.
You bet.
Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn, 740, five-day forecast brought to you by Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow, Fox 23 and KRMG meteorologist Michael Sager.